People often ask me, what do you miss most about San Francisco when you're living in Kolkata? I had thought the answer would be sushi bars, public libraries, late night carnitas quesadillas. I didn't think it would be air.
Well, it's a national emergency unlike any we have had, in the sense that it's a very quiet killer. Every year, 1.2 or sometimes 1.3 million Indians end up dying due to air pollution.
That's Siddharth Singh. He just wrote a book called The Great Smog of India. And I was speaking to him on Audio Express recently.
In fact, more Indians are killed due to air pollution than every week than from all the India-Pakistan wars combined since independence.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Winter is my favorite season in Kolkata. In a hot, muggy city, it finally becomes cool as temperatures go down to 55. The sunshine turns buttery instead of scorching, and the dahlias and chrysanthemums come to bloom. But winter also means smog. These days, winter also means a persistent hacking cough, air filter masks, cough syrups. 11 of the 12 most polluted cities on the World Health Organization list are in India. The great Indian smog is real. And doctors are noticing it.
In the past, perhaps 10 or 15% of their cancer patients were non-smokers. Now that number has increased to 40 or 50%. So, you know, half the people in Delhi coming up with lung cancer don't even smoke.
Last winter, Delhi and Kolkata were toggling the top spot between them. Not quite a badge of honor.
Delhi has received a new competition in terms of India's most polluted metro city tag, as Kolkata has silently replaced Delhi as the most polluted metro city of India.
The causes of pollution are varied. Around Delhi, there's crop burning and the smoke is trapped by the mountains of the Himalayas. In Kolkata, it's garbage burning, wood fires, open stoves, burning coal. It's cars and trucks spewing black exhaust smoke, dust from construction sites, factories. But the net result is the same, toxic air. Indians are suddenly having to be savvy about things like particulate matter. Delhi has PM10, or particulate matter of 10 microns in diameter, of 292, way ahead of Beijing at 92. And being indoors doesn't protect you.
These particles are so small, they're almost as small as the oxygen particle itself. So it just gets absorbed into your lungs and goes straight into your bloodstream.
Part of the problem is India is booming. More growth has meant more pollution. Delhi famously switched to less polluting CNG natural gas buses a few years ago with much fanfare.
But just the sheer number of vehicles every year that are being added, we have lost all the gains made in the transport sector.
Delhi has been trying to restrict cars on the street on the worst days. Odd license plates one day, even numbered license plates the next. But the rich just make sure they have two cars, one odd, one even. The impact of pollution, as always, falls hardest on the poor, the ones who cannot buy air filters and smog masks. So as Indian elections approach, is the great Indian smog a huge issue? Not really. Ministers and politicians are in happy denial.
One of the statements that were in fact made by the minister, who said that, we have nothing to worry about because there's no single death due to air pollution. And the reason is that there's no death certificate that says air pollution is a problem.
And in a country newly discovering the pleasures of first world comforts, it's hard for politicians to play spoilsport.
Absolutely. And I think it's very hard for me as a person with a lot of privileges, who's able to enjoy driving his car, who's able to enjoy the air conditioner in the peak of the summers, to tell other people what they should and should not be doing.
Particulate pollution reduces average life expectancy by 1.8 years globally, according to the World Health Organization. Indians would have lived 4.6 years longer in 2016 if its air pollution had met WHO standards. And yet politicians are loath to do anything. trying to do something on air pollution like closing down a factory or imposing restrictions on cars or crop burning could actually backfire on them.
One very senior bureaucrat told me, one day that we will start taking air pollution seriously the day a single politician loses his or her seat due to this problem.
Until then, coughing in Kolkata, in the great smog of India, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.
We are living on a dying planet. We're killing everything that's alive. And anyone who tries to deny it wears a tie and gets paid to lie. So I wrote these songs for a